Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Scripture from John 13:21 through 32. At the table. On this Wednesday of Holy Week, our gospel text places us at the table where Jesus shares a Passover meal with his disciples. For those gathered, sharing food and fellowship with Jesus would have been a familiar part of their daily lives. However, this meal would soon take a dramatic turn as Jesus declares, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." As the disciples exchange uncertain glances, trying to grasp the weight of Jesus' words, one disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, leans in and asks, "Who is it?" Rather than naming the betrayer outright, Jesus responds, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." He then dips the bread and hands it to Judas Iscariot, saying, "Do quickly what you are going to do." The gospel tells us that in that moment, Satan entered Judas. He immediately left the room, stepping out into the night. As we journey through Holy Week, this passage presents us with two individuals who make profoundly different choices. On one hand, there's Judas, who betrays his master for 30 pieces of silver. On the other hand, there's the disciple whom Jesus loved, reclining as close to the Lord as possible. In reflecting on this scene, Christians may ask themselves, where would I be at this table? Few would identify with Judas, and some might boldly claim to be right beside Jesus. In reality, most of us would find ourselves somewhere in between, not actively betraying him, but not necessarily as close as we could be. Yet this passage is not ultimately about Judas or the beloved disciple. It's about Jesus and his actions. Knowing what would unfold that night, Jesus has already knelt to wash the feet of each disciple, including Judas. In this moment of betrayal, he does not lash out in anger, as many of us might. Instead, he offers Judas a piece of bread, an act of hospitality and grace. Rather than meeting the betrayal with bitterness, Jesus responds with love and humility. Through this passage, Jesus teaches us about grace. He shows us that the response of wrongdoing, even from an enemy, is not retaliation or resentment, but love. As you reflect on where you might be at this table, take comfort in this truth. No matter where you stand in the room or in your faith journey, Jesus offers the same love and grace to everyone at the table, because that is who he is. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, on this Holy Wednesday, we sit at the table with Jesus and his disciples, hearing his words of love even in the face of betrayal. We confess, Lord, that like the disciples, we struggle to remain close to you. At times we fail you. At times we fall away, yet your grace remains. Teach us to respond to hurt, not with anger, but with love, just as Jesus did. May we always receive and extend the grace you so freely give. In Jesus' name, amen.